A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 23 to 42. Then turning to his disciples, Jesus said privately, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.' Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise." Now as they were on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Joel Seralt, St. John Lutheran Church, Adrian, Michigan.
Let's spend a few moments today learning and listening from the words of Jesus Christ recorded in Luke's Gospel, the 10th chapter, what we've come to call the parable of the Good Samaritan. Whenever we hear this parable, where the man is attacked, stripped of his clothes, beaten, left for dead in the ditch, whenever we hear that parable and we hear that people passed him by and didn't care about him, very often, I think, we stop and we wonder, how could anybody not help? How could you just walk on by? But it happens on a regular basis in cities all over our world and throughout our country. The hurting, the lost, are passed on by. Remember when the expert in the law came to Jesus in this parable, and he asked, "How can I inherit eternal life?" Jesus asked him, "Well, what's written in the law? What's written in the scriptures?" And he correctly replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said, "You've answered correctly. Now go and do this." And the man had further questions to justify himself, which brought Jesus to tell this parable. Jesus, in effect, said to the man, "You got the words right. Now get your life right." When we make a confession of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, when we confess to be Christ followers, there should be actions of mercy that follow those words of commitment. When we say we love Jesus, we should be able to put that love into daily action. But it's not so easy, is it? For centuries, the Christian Church has understood this parable in a way that helps us first understand who Jesus is and then to understand how we're supposed to live out our love of Jesus Christ. You see, first of all, we need to see ourselves to remember that we're the men and the women on the road of life who are beaten down and forgotten. Let's face it, our life is hard at times, isn't it? We're beaten down by pressures and expectations, by deadlines. We're left in the ditch of our failures, our sins, our piled up broken relationships, our guilt, and the world walks right on by. It might offer a platitude or two, but it can't really stop and provide any lifelong help. And Jesus is the Good Samaritan who did not walk by. He stopped. He came down to be here on earth with us, to dwell with us. He sees our situation. He sees our hurt, our pain, our lostness. And he comes to bind up our wounds. He stops and he heals our sins and our failures. He washes away all of our guilt. He goes very much out of his way just for us. And in stopping to heal us, he redeems us. He makes us whole. And when Jesus Christ does that by his actions on the cross, by his living with us, by his Spirit, he redeems us and he teaches us how to live out that redemption. He daily wants us to hear in this parable and elsewhere in the Scriptures, "As I have loved you, now you go and love one another. As I've taken the time to stop and heal you, take the time, stop, love one another, listen to the hurting, care for the broken." As Jesus Christ daily, each day, brings new mercy to us, as his children, we are called upon and equipped by Jesus to bring that mercy and love to one another. God bless you as you're loved by Christ, as he stops to heal you, and as we also love one another. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Joel Serrault for this meditation on God's Word.